Welcome, episode 16. Today is episode 16 of the Fighter Pilot Professor. I'm your host, Meta, and here we go. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about India and what's going on with the India-Russia-India-US-India-China relationship and the idea of non-alignment. And then we'll also talk a little bit about the grind, like DJ Khaled out there grinding. We're going to learn a little bit about what does it mean to go through the grind. So we'll jump right in.
Hope you come through, those up, look who
won't. What I mean to do along the way is give a shout out to my buddy Diggler for providing me this really awesome hat. Just wanted to shout out to Diggler. And by the way, in case you're wondering, Diggler is also a fighter pilot, so he has a fighter pilot name. His name is Diggler. My name is Meta. That's how it works. We have fraternity names as it were. Right, so thanks, Diggler, for the hat, and you'll keep seeing it. So recently, India got itself, trouble is maybe a harsh word to put it right, but there's a few articles out there running around on the internet, if you follow such things, about India's support or India's continual relationship with Russia, particularly vis-a-vis oil, right? So in light of this whole thing going on in Ukraine, the United States and several other Western nations put embargoes on Russian oil, which largely, you know, Western Europe, for example, was one of the largest oil customers for Russia. And in theory, this has had some impact on the Russian economy. But there remains outlets for Russian oil, and one of those outlets is India, and then obviously the second one is China. And both India and China are reaping the benefit of this embargo, because from their perspective now, Russian oil is much cheaper because they're not having to compete with the European market, where the Russians traditionally could sell that oil for a much higher price on the European market. Not necessarily the case right now, so India and China are reaping the benefit of this cheap Russian oil, right? And this sort of highlights some tensions between India and the United States, because India and the United States have a complex relationship, I'll say, right? And that complex relationship actually stems all the way back to, as a lot of things, the British. You know how I like to blame the British for a lot of stuff, but really, you know, India used to be a British colony. British controlled country, and they gained their independence at the end of World War II. And from the end of World War II and through the Cold War, the Indians followed this concept, or this political doctrine, if you will, of non-alignment. And what non-alignment meant, especially during the Cold War, is that India was going to side neither with the United States and its free world allies, nor with the Soviet Union and its communist allies, but instead it was going to strike a path of neutrality, for lack of a better way to put it. Neutrality is not really the right word, because India isn't necessarily neutral. They were actually going to participate and negotiate and conduct business with and have military relationships and political relationships with both groups. In India, being the world's largest democracy, actually, it has a pretty large, and even back in the 60s, for example, had a pretty large political sway on the international stage. And as a result, India kind of became the de facto leader for this non-aligned movement. And so several nations, largely what we would call third world nations in Cold War speak, became part of this non-aligned movement. And they often were countries that were formerly colonized, Asian nations, African nations, largely by the British and the French, etc. And they also happened to tie this non-alignment with not only the legacy of colonialism, but also the threat of nuclear war. The sort of theory is like, hey man, if you two big guns, Soviet Union and the United States, go to global thermonuclear war, like, you're going to wipe us all out, right? So they being the non-aligned folks, and particularly India, worked both sides of the Soviet and American conflict, Cold War conflict, to sort of smooth out a lot of that nuclear tension for a lot of good reasons. Eventually, India did acquire its own nuclear weapons in response. The Pakistanis have nuclear weapons, but that's a whole different story. But nevertheless, that sort of non-aligned attitude continues in India, as demonstrated through this current conflict with Ukraine, with Russia. India continues to buy oil from Russia to support their economy for very good reasons, right? India is a huge country with a lot of energy needs. They need a lot of oil. If they can get it cheaper from Russia, it makes sense to do so. So from their opinion, this continuation of the legacy of non-alignment just spills right into, despite the fact that they have sort of leaned more favorably towards the United States in recent years, thanks to their proximity to China. So there you go. Hopefully you now sort of understand a little bit about India and its non-aligned thoughts, and keep shooting me your questions. Talk about greatness whenever they speak about me. We're going to be DJ Khaled today. We're going to talk about being out there and grinding, right? What is the grind? One of my favorite commercials is a Nike commercial about the grind. So just Google it, Nike the Grind. It's an awesome commercial. I really like it. However, the idea of the grind and what it means to grind, etc., comes up a lot with me when people ask me about going to pilot training, for example. And they say, what's the worst thing about going to pilot training? Or what's the best thing, what's the worst thing about getting your PhD, or whatever it is, right? Like whatever it is that I've done, what's the best thing, what's the worst thing about being a fire pilot, etc. And often my response is the worst thing is what I dub the grind, right? In pilot training, for example, pilot training lasts for about a year, and it's like get up every day and do your absolute best. And if you don't do your absolute best, you may not make it through that day, and by the end of that day, or the end of that week, you could be gone from the program, right? So that high tempo, high demand creates this very grindy feeling that goes on for that year-long duration. It's a stressful situation, right? So how do I deal with the grind? Well, the first is, like, you kind of have to embrace it, right? You have to recognize that some of the things that are hard to do are just going to take the grind, right? Like, I'm sure a lot of people have seen videos of Steph Curry, for example, just out there like shooting shots, hundreds, thousands of shots every day, right? Kobe Bryant was famous for this sort of crazy work ethic of just getting out there and doing it every day, right? It's the same idea, right? If you're going to go and do something hard, you know it's hard, right? You know it's going to take some work. You got to put into it, right? And whether that's learn a new skill like we talked about recently, or you know, succeeding in law school or pilot training or whatever, right? Like, you're just gonna have to wake up every day and go and do it, right? And so if you don't embrace that, get up every day and go and do it, then you won't want to get up and go and do it, right? And then, so knowing that it's gonna happen sort of prepares you for the doing of the thing, right? And then the second part is you gotta take time off from the grind, right? And that can happen in little tiny spurts. Sometimes it can only happen in little tiny spurts. And I've talked about this before in the need to rest, right? The need to find rest in the things that you do. And oftentimes, when you're going through something hard, you're usually doing it with a group of other people. That's especially true in the fighter pilot world, right? You go through this pilot training difficulty, you go through your first operational assignments, etc., with these other folks, right? And you kind of build this camaraderie. And so I think that it's always important to build that camaraderie and do stuff that's fun and restful and, you know, sometimes a little exciting, maybe, with other people, right? So get out there and embrace that fun, embrace that rest, right? Do things that you enjoy to do, whether that's like an outdoor activity like skiing or whatever, or just blowing off steam, watching a movie, right? There's plenty of ways to get rest. And the important thing is that you find ways to do it and especially when you're doing the grind with other people, one of the big ways you can do it is just hanging out with your friends outside of the thing that you're doing, and just don't talk about that thing, or do, right? Whatever suits your situation, right? So hopefully that's it. You know, hopefully that helps a little bit, right? Get out there and embrace the grind, because you got to do it. But at the same time, take those opportunities to rest. And I really appreciate that question, and keep sending me your new ones. Alright, so there we go. The grind and our friends in India, and they're not alone. I hope you enjoyed it.